Richard's and you're for the Governor's Committee meeting, so we'll call the fire side of it to order. Big roll call. And Richard Santos is present. Mr. Vaughn is present.
Present.
With the Federated.
And I'd like to call the Federated Governance Committee to order. So I'll start with Nathan.
Present.
And I should go by Trustee Avasti. I just think of people by first name. Sorry. Trustee Avasti?
Here.
And I'm here. Debbie Abbott. Okay.
Thank you. With that, we go to the, we have orders of the day. There's none. Wave sunshine. There's none. We go to the consent calendar. We have approval of the minutes of the Governor's Committee on March 14th of 2025. Do I have a motion?
Motion. Votto.
Do I have a second? Do we have to do a roll call or are we all in favor? We're all here, right? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Federated, go ahead.
All right. We also have the same question. No need to orders, no changes to orders today, no need to wave sunshine. And so we want the consent calendar, which is to approve. To get a motion to approve the minutes of the Governance Committee from March 14th.
I make a motion.
And I'll second.
Let's vote. All approved?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. The motion carries.
All right. Thank you very much. Go to number two. All the new business, introduction of the Governor's Consultant, Avon. And they're here. You're welcome.
Yes. Yes, thank you. We won't go over our bios again, as you have seen them in the past, but Benita and I are both very happy to be here and happy to answer any questions that you may have.
For the fireside, any questions? If not, we're going to the Federated.
From the Federated side, are there any questions?
Excited.
So no questions from us. Thank you.
Any presentation of any type or anything?
Ready?
Okay.
Yeah, on the strategic plan? Yes.
Yes. I'm happy to start unless you had comments that you wanted to make, John. Otherwise, I will dive in.
Yeah, let me just give a quick intro. So this presentation is going to be about stakeholder group. This presentation is going to talk about our strategic planning, specifically with getting some buy-in with our stakeholder groups and who we're going to ask to participate and how as part of our strategic planning process.
Great. Thank you so much. So my name is Benita Harper. I am with Aon. You'll look at the next slide. This does talk specifically today about stakeholder groups and their use and being surveyed for strategic planning. But before I get to that topic and that action point precisely, I wanted to just give some background on Aon's view and approach strategic planning. So as you'll see here on slide two, following an established process, we really believe that assists in making things process-driven and kind of takes that personality-driven factor out of it. We allow all ideas to be heard. We really feel like everyone and everything needs to be given due consideration. And it provides focus and a clear path for all to follow. Our goal in strategic planning is really not to reimagine or recast an organization or change an organizational profile. Rather, we see strategic planning as a sign of good governance, really a product of organizational good health. So strategic plan, it provides direction, but certainly does remain flexible, and we can adapt and customize the plan and work with you as circumstances, as things evolve. On the next slide, your board strategic planning policies recognize the importance of strategic planning and articulating a shared vision, as well as focusing, energizing, and motivating trustees and staff. So the boards will be responsible for approving those mission statements, in one or multiple approving or concurring with management's vision or strategies, approving strategic projects and associated budgets as recommended, and monitoring progress. And note in the footnote there that we acknowledge for today in joint committee, I'm referring to both boards. However, we would anticipate strategic planning taking place separately, subject to any commonality or joint meetings the board elects to hold. So on slide four, this is just a rough sketch, a preliminary outline, if you will, of how strategic planning could look. We could provide an introduction at September meetings. We would review materials related to any prior strategic planning efforts, develop a discussion and interview guide. So what are the key topics? What are some things that we need to be asking about? And then conduct interviews, time one-on-one to speak with board members, city liaisons, key staff to discuss current mission and determine goals, objectives, and priorities to be included for consideration in the strategic plan. We could utilize stakeholder surveys during the interviews to ensure items of interest are discussed. On slide five, continuing on with this preliminary outline, we would facilitate meetings with the boards to review and validate learnings from individual interviews, present the plan for review and approval, and then, of course, maintain it going forward on an established schedule, a periodic review. On slide six, the board performance assessment policies provide that every 4 years, or as otherwise determined by the board may direct the governance committee to coordinate an assessment of stakeholders' satisfaction with the board. And this can be done by consultations or other suitable research methods, and those surveyed could include members of city council, city admin, or representatives of employee associations or retiree associations. On slide seven, if this committee decides to do so, the existing policy does provide, and it's within the scope of Aon's governance services, to administer stakeholder survey. These could seek opinions from these active employee groups, retiree associations, as well as the plan sponsor and any other key stakeholders. Slide eight, in our consultation with the CEO, with John, he has suggested the following stakeholders be considered for the survey. That would be from the associations, the POA, retired police, retired fire, San Jose Retired Employees Association, union leadership, and then from city leadership, finance, budget, HR, OER, city manager's office, mayor's office, and city liaisons. So the action point today is to determine if there is an interest for Aon to proceed with stakeholder surveys for this use in strategic planning, and what particular, who you would like to be included in survey. And that concludes my remark.
So I have a quick question. So what, could you just clarify for me what you think the timing of this would be if we were to approve the surveys?
I'll take that one. So in at the September board meetings, we're going to do a high-level presentation on strategic planning, talking more about what it is, terminology, more in-depth on the process. I don't anticipate that we would do the stakeholder surveys for a few months down the road.
Okay.
So an introduction, if you will, at September, and explain some goals and how that might look.
So I think the action before you is authorize us to engage with stakeholders,
right,
and that these are the stakeholders that we should focus on.
Right. And given what I heard about timing, there's adequate time to be able to do that.
Correct. And I've reached out to our city manager's office liaison. He said he thought it was a good idea. I've also mentioned to our council member liaisons, and they're in favor of getting, allowing some input, you know, and at the end of the day, I think it's important for us to hear all of the input. And then it's really, it becomes the board's decision, what you do with that and how you and choose to incorporate that into your strategic plan. But casting a wide net from a stakeholder perspective, one of the trustees that, that just left also suggested, because she had seen, this group, was that we should include some of our key, service providers, And I thought that was a great idea, something I hadn't thought of, but you know, our actuary, any of our legal service providers, you know, Russ Ricada as an example for disability, he may have some good insight on things that he would love to see streamlined. You know, I'm just making something up, but I think that's another group that could add some good potential.
So when we're the proposal in front of us, do we want to then add on to the proposal of our service? Well, if
yes.
Someone were to make a recommendation, does anyone else on the federated side have any other questions?
I agree with you on the provider.
Good
idea. I know we are still process having an outside. I don't want to like wait for them, but then if we are at a point where they're already onboarded.
So investment consultants, our investment risk consultant, actuary, and our legal representative, those would be the four that I can think of off the top of my head. We could create a generic topic, which is just service providers, and then give me the authorization to work with Aon to kind of narrow that down.
Another question, Ron, for you is I see that you have a number of stakeholders on the city side. Another thing, especially for finance, you have a number of stakeholders.
Right.
I'm wondering reason for the director. I feel like maybe.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but we cannot hear the conversation down here.
Sorry, just so the question was why is the deputy directors of finance included, where maybe as an example that the budget deputy directors are not included? I thought to include them specifically because in finance they break out by AP, travel. So we deal with these parts of the organization specifically, and there may be maybe good feedback that we can get at the deputy director level, where, you know, in budget, I've only worked with Jim Shannon. So, you know, if he chose to say, to pass it off to somebody else, I would go to him for his recommendation and we would give them an opportunity to submit one stakeholder survey.
Yeah, trustee.
Yes, I have a question regarding the union leadership. Can you help clarify specifically or which side it is, like who that would be?
So because it's an automated survey, the idea would be that we would send it to the presidents of the union groups. If the presidents chose, again, to delegate that to somebody else within their organization, that would be fine. But again, we invite them to participate, and how they choose to do that is up to them. You know, but try to cast a wide net, and then we filter that information how we choose.
All right, thank you.
John, another question. So you collect feedback out of this. How do you plan? And do you have a thought process?
Sure. I'm going to let Aon weigh in there because we haven't actually gone through the end-to-end project yet.
And if you don't mind repeating your question,
yes, sure. So sure that we're my question was, if there's what is the thought process behind the implementation of the findings that will come from the survey?
If I'm understanding you, what do we do with the findings from all of the feedback?
Yeah, I know. Well, we really feel like in strategic planning, the key, and especially in those interviews, is to, you know, focus on what topics are of importance, right? And so from those, we can develop themes, and then from those themes, further develop individual goals. And then from that, especially at that last stage, work with staff on action points on how to accomplish those things. You know, is there an existing budget, for instance? Would we have to, you know, would staff have to come back to the board, or would Aon have to come to the board and explain, hey, this is going to take some more dollars? But then that last step is there. But that gets us started on key themes. And then from that, we build and think strategically working.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else have any question from federated side.
Lisa Fire, any question?
My only question with regard to casting a wide net is, I suspect while we're doing our retreat in a month, we might come up with additional ideas of stakeholders that we want to approach. Is there any way to put in here or approve a generic, you know, and additional stakeholders identified by a certain date, just to give ourselves a little bit more flexibility? Because we're easier to not, you know, the more information we have, the better.
Certainly other key individuals, and then you can put as further learned or as further obtained as the process, you know, goes along. Some language like that, leave that door open. That is something we've done before. Makes sense.
It's like delegation authority one. Mm-hmm. Add in.
I think that's good.
Anything, Frank? Okay, thank you. And that leads us into the next one, would be for police and fire discussion and action on strategic plan stakeholder survey groups.
Don't we need to have a proposal on stakeholders?
Yeah, so we just need a vote on the acceptance of the stakeholder survey groups with the addition that...
That's what B does.
Sorry, that is B.
That is B.
Right.
Oh, I thought you were going on.
No,
sorry.
You discussed it. We discussed it. Now we go to B.
Perfect.
So do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second, Votto.
All in favor?
Aye.
That carries. Thank you.
And do we have a motion from the federated side as summarized by John?
I'll make a motion.
I second.
And I also approve. Maybe we should do a vote.
All in favor?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So the motion carries on the federated.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the presentation. Now it goes to police and fire agenda. There's number three, new business.
And I think we can adjourn the federated side.
Yeah. If we could, this is just police and fire. So if you want to adjourn.
All right.
Any proposed agenda item?
Let me just ask if there's any public comment before we adjourn on any items. If not, then adjourned or federated.
Thank you very much. So we go to action, 2025 Police and Fire Board self-assessment presentation by Avon.
Thank you. So according to your board performance assessment policy, the governance committee is responsible for coordinating this process. And for the Police and Fire Board, upon the conclusion of every even-numbered fiscal year, the committee ensures that there will be a survey and that is administered. And as per policy, you can use a third party, such as us, to do that for you. Just a reminder that in addition to having trustees complete the survey, we also offer up follow-up calls or interviews with Aon. And we don't attribute any scores or comments or feedback we receive through those interviews to any particular trustee. However, the policy does require that we do list the names of the trustees who took the survey. As part of our proposed work plan, and according to policy, so as we get ready to issue that survey, you will also be given additional information on the number of board and committee meetings held, the board member attendance, and board education efforts. Once we get back the summary report that Aon prepares, we discuss it with the governance committee, and the governance committee could develop recommendations. We're happy to review as well, make recommendations of what we think would make sense as action plans to present to your board. And the board then will review it and take any action that it may deem appropriate. And the governance committee is responsible for monitoring progress of any action plans that were adopted by the board. What we like to do is if there is an action plan that is developed, we put it on 2 years survey just to get progress report to see how things are going, if things need adjusted
or if it's been completed. So as part of the materials, there is a suggested timeline. We have a lot of flexibility with that timeline because, you know, as long as we can get it done by the end of the year, I think that's appropriate and in line with your policy. So we can decide to issue the survey this month. We could wait till next month and, you know, make sure that we leave sufficient time for you to complete the survey and also to have those voluntary discussions with us as follow-up. I realize that there isn't currently a November Police and Fire Governance Committee scheduled, but John indicated it's not hard to add one on if you like the timeline, but open to feedback on the timeline from you. In addition, you will see a draft of our survey in the packet. It's different from surveys you have used in the past. Ours is shorter. You know, we did review prior surveys to ensure that we are hitting on the important governance elements that we saw in the prior survey. You'll see there are four sections to our proposed survey. The first one asks you as an individual trustee, you know, to look at the good governance practices to see if you think you're exhibiting them. Or, you know, it's a good reminder to yourself as an individual trustee, maybe I should be doing more of this. The second part is you rate the board as a whole on its effectiveness in the different listed areas. The third part is a board educational assessment where we ask you to rank the listed topics by importance, and that will help John plan for future continuing education sessions for you, so that you can get that important education completed. And the last part are open-ended questions. So what I would love to receive from you is thoughts on the timeline and the survey. Yes.
I guess first question regarding the timeline. What are your thoughts of sort of compare and contrast pros and cons of putting the survey out now, based on the timeline you've shown, versus say waiting until after the September meeting and allowing time to present that we're doing this survey, why we're doing it, and stressing the importance to all trustees of the process before sending?
Absolutely. I think that makes a lot of sense, and we're very flexible, and you know, we have a lot of time baked into the draft timeline. So we're happy to wait till after the September board meeting.
Do you think there's an advantage though to starting it now?
No, like, do you, okay. No.
I go ahead. Pat, any more questions?
Any thoughts on the draft survey itself?
Anybody?
It looked pretty straightforward to me.
Okay, great.
With that, I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That carries. Thank you for your presentation. Thanks for coming today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Before I move on, any other comments? If not, proposed agenda items. If there is none, we're adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you.